The National Cotton Council, along with AMCOT and the American Cotton Shippers Association, joined with more than 40 other agricultural organizations on a letter to President Trump regarding the current trade situation with China. The letter highlighted the importance of the administration engaging with China to address longstanding trade and subsidy policy concerns that are harming American farmers. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about how U.S. cotton producers are being impacted by this ongoing trade dispute and how the council is involved.
Specifically, what's harming the U.S. cotton industry are those tariffs on U.S. cotton and U.S. cotton yarn that are being shipped to China, which is a top export market for the U.S., and the removal of those retaliatory tariffs is critical so that we can restore our typical trade flows and continue to access that critical market for our industry. In addition, the National Cotton Council is continuing to meet with U.S. government officials that are part of these negotiations and outlining the specific parameters that we believe are important for any agreement so that U.S. cotton has the best possible access to the China marketplace. As part of those ongoing talks between the two governments, senior-level officials from the Trump administration are planning to travel to China at the end of this week. We're continuing those talks, and then we understand that later next week, senior-level Chinese officials will travel to Washington to continue the conversation, with all of these discussions hopefully leading to an ultimate meeting between the two presidents, possibly sometime in late April, to try to reach a final agreement to restore a normal trade relations and address a number of these structural issues that the U.S. has been seeking changes within China.